Sire on the beat, the missing body. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of The What We Gonna Do podcast. I am your host, AJ. I didn't plan on coming back for this one. I thought it was gonna be a little bit longer. I didn't expect to even record this. I told The Awakened Soul we was gonna change the subject, but what we gonna do? So I'm gonna skip all the other shit because y'all don't care about the merch, y'all don't care about the link tree, y'all don't care about the Instagram, y'all don't care about the Twitter. It's all good. You know what I mean? I haven't even seen anybody give me no new reviews or nothing like that. So y'all don't even care about the contest that I haven't started that's actually started. So I'm going to let Fred Hampton speak for himself. Y'all not going to get a quote today or whatever. I'm just going to let him do his thing and, you know, y'all take it in.
I want you to know that I want you to think. If you ever think about me, and if you think about me, niggas, and if you ain't going to do no revolutionary act, forget about me. I don't want myself on your mind if you're not gonna work for the people. Like we always said, if you ask to make a commitment at the age of 20, and you say I don't want to make that commitment on this because of the simple reason that I'm too young to die, I want to live a little bit longer. What you did already.
You have to understand that people have to pay the price of peace. If you dare to struggle, you dare to win. If you dare not to struggle, then goddamn it, you don't deserve to win. Let me say peace to you if you're willing to fight for it. Let me say it in the spirit of liberation. I've been gone for a little while. At least my body's been gone. You ain't got to see that to me. At least my body's been gone for a little while. But I'm back now, and I believe that I'm back to stay. I believe that I'm going to do my job, and I believe that I was born not to die in a car wreck. I don't believe I'm going to die in a car wreck. I don't believe I'm going to die from slipping on a piece of ice. I don't believe I'm gonna die because I got a bad heart. I don't believe I'm gonna die because of lung cancer. I believe that I'm going to be able to die in the things that I was born for. I believe that I'm going to be able to die high off the people. I believe that I will be able to die as a revolutionary in the international revolutionary proletarian struggle. And I hope that each one of you will be able to die in the international proletarian revolutionary struggle, even be able to live in it. And I think that struggle is going to come. Why don't you live for the people? Why don't you struggle for the people? Why don't you die for the people?
Wow. That man died at 21. Excuse me. That man was killed at 21. Wow, to what he could have become. Wow. I'm not an opportunist, and especially with everything that's going on and these recent murders and just this past year, I didn't even feel like this was necessarily the best time. But this conversation, obviously, is still going on. I felt like I had something to say about it, but I didn't want to take advantage of the situation. You know what I mean? I'm at a crossroads to verbalize these things, but I don't give a fuck about likes and retweets. That's not the point. Period. Everything that y'all see me doing, it's good, it's great to raise awareness, but it's not about that if nobody's taking any action. I don't give a shit about none of that fake shit. Alright, I'm not posting so people can look at my shit and they can follow me and they can do this. Literally not the purpose. I'm not sitting here looking at any analytics right now. While all of this shit is going on, I don't care about none of that. I'm just adding my part, trying to do my part, whatever that is, whatever y'all consider that. I'm sick and tired of thinking and talking about this shit. I really am. Do what you feel you need to do. I won't tell you what's best for you in this moment. I guess we're gonna go ahead and get into the show. Wasn't planning on making a part two. Of course, I was talking about the coronavirus and my outlook and all these different things. But to see this, it's just like, damn, the timing of saying, and then to see the things that transpired after that episode was recorded and dropped, it's like, fuck. Now, this is a little bit different, obviously, you know what I mean? Because things are happening, changes being made. But things need to be done. So when I say this, it's because more work needs to be done. This is not the end. This is not the end. This is an ongoing fight. I've been in this fight for years now. I know some of y'all is new to this shit, and that's awesome. That's great. This fight is not over. I don't give a fuck if it fade from Twitter. I don't give a fuck if it fade from the media. This will continue to go on. There are people on the ground, even on social media, even in other countries, that are fighting and will continue to fight. Ain't no fucking timetable. We need change. And I'm talking about top to bottom. So whatever you think that change is, it's all encompassing. All encompassing. I'm frustrated. I'm angry. I mean, shit. How could you not be? Well, I guess some people are. Fuck them. If you listen to me, you side with them, you might as well cut this shit off now. You might as well go ahead and unfollow, do whatever you need to do, because I've said it before, I'm not out here to change some of you motherfuckers' minds, all right? And I'm not fucked up or worried about any of you changing my mind. I know who I am. I know who I'm becoming. I know where I come from. I know who I represent, all right? I know the children that I am raising up, all right? I know. When I say do what you feel you need to do, it's just because so many people are talking about the protesters and their approach and the rise and this and who's really doing what and these comments on social media and these comments on social media. Yeah, it's a lot of ignorant shit going on, but I'm really gonna focus on the positive shit. And I feel like, let everybody do what the fuck they gonna do. Let everybody express themselves however they feel they need to. I feel like we got a lot of movements going on. And of course, when we talk about one thing, everybody wants to talk about everything else. I get it. Fuck it. Let's talk about it. Y'all want to talk about the black women? Y'all want to talk about the black men? Y'all want to talk about the trans men? Y'all want to talk about this other group? Y'all want to talk about this other group? Fuck it. You know what I mean? And I don't mean that in no all lives matter type of way at all. I'm not even going to try to express or verbalize what that means. I put it on social media. You can check my shit. You can check the retweets. You can see how I feel about that statement. It's divisive. As much as y'all think that, I talked about it before when Black Lives Matter was rising and how people felt and the ignorance around it. And then we started seeing all this other shit, which is still annoying to me to this day. All lives matter, blue lives matter, this lives matter, all this other shit. And I feel like everybody has co-opted our movement and twisted this shit so wrongly. Black Lives Matter is a terrorist group. Black Lives Matter is a hate group. But you literally have these other groups. I'm not going to really give them no shine. I was about to say them by name, but fuck that. I am going to call some people out by name here in just a minute. Some killers, some thugs, some criminals. But I'm not going to give those other individuals too much shine on my platform. But they're out there and you know who the fuck I'm talking about. I feel like all of this shit has been co-opted. And I don't like it. I don't like flipping the Make America Great Again shit. Fuck that shit. I don't like flipping Black Lives. I just don't like it. All right. I like what things were. Not the Make America Great Again shit. We know where that shit come from, but so fuck that. But Black Lives Matter. We know where that came from. So I'm not gonna give a shut the fuck up awards, as Autumn the Aries would say, but shut the fuck up. You know what I mean? Like, everybody got something to say, man. God damn it. Let people do what they feel they need to do. Let the young people get engaged. And no, I don't feel like kids should be at the forefront of this shit, but kids is typically always involved. And am I mad at parents for having their kids involved? No, that's that parents' choice. Like, y'all worried about the wrong shit. Y'all can sit here and defend Zaya, Dwayne Wade, Gabrielle, and then y'all are out here talking about the kids that are protesting and that they shouldn't have to be doing this and so on and so forth. I agree, but shut up, all right? They out there. They doing what the fuck they doing. It's going to be history. This is history that we in right now. This is history. in the making. These individuals, whoever they are going to be remembered for their deeds. They're going to look back on this. This may shape their lives. This may transform our world. These young individuals, really super young individuals, maybe our mayors and lawyers, police officers, presidents, Supreme Court justice, you know what I mean? All of that, our senators, we don't know. But I'm just trying to let it play out. I feel like you worried about the wrong thing, and you need to worry about the important thing, which is change in these different communities. We're talking about protests in all 50 states. Mass protests. This shit is wild. Y'all think they was doing this back when MLK was marching? And I don't mean that as a diss at all. I'm sure MLK would have loved to have more people that were involved. And when I say that, for whatever reason, whether it was fear, whether it was just tension, whether it was just misunderstanding, I'm sure MLK would have loved to get as many people as possible protesting the same fucking things. Excuse my language. So to see this, and we're talking about not only in the US, but the world, this shit is history. I'm happy to see it. This is something you can't, you just can't make this shit up. People are going to try to weaponize it, and they're going to try to turn it on top of its head to be something that it's not. But this is a powerful time that we're in. And you got to figure out what side of history you want to be on. I reached out to my mayor and I told him those words. I've reached out to other city council members around the country and told them, what side of history do you want to be on? Because it's going to be written. It's going to be seen. It's going to be told. What side of history do you want to be on? So the biggest and most important thing is that you focus on the work that needs to be done. Whether you're donating, whether you're speaking, whether you're protesting, whether you're actively involved in writing laws, whatever you are doing, that's more important than worrying about what other people are doing. The focus, one of the focuses, is police brutality. I wasn't expecting this revolt. Ahmaud Arbery, Breonna Taylor, George Floyd, and many other names that I can't count. New names, old names. I wasn't expecting this. You know, there are things in life that you just can't prepare for. Things that just happen. They just hit you. I can't watch the videos no more. Been past that. Been numb to it. I don't want to see it. Terrific. And then people like, they retweet, they pass this shit around. This shit is beyond me. Like, I be really wondering the mentality of our people, and I get it, but damn, the fact that that has to happen should tell you that there is a fucking problem. Like, that shouldn't have to happen. What we doing, these 50 states, all these protests across the world, we shouldn't need that. And yet we do. And people act like they're not privileged. People act like there's no problem. Oh, there are other things going on. I seen some and somebody said, oh, here's a white man that was killed by a police officer, something like that. And the reply was, why ain't y'all mad? Why ain't y'all protest? Y'all protest for other shit. I don't want to talk about that ignorant shit, but everybody know the fuck I'm talking about. Y'all protest other ignorant, stupid shit that don't fucking matter. So everybody should be upset. Everybody should be mad. Everybody should want change. If you don't agree with defund the police, alright, I get it. If you don't agree with abolishing the police, alright, I get it. And I'm not gonna say I get it because I agree with you, but I can understand that you don't understand. I mean, shit, I had to learn. Defund the police is a new term to me. Abolishing the police is a new term to me. Of course, my first thought was, what does that mean? And of course, you see the literature coming out. You see the articles. You see people talking about it. It's so easy to go out and Google and learn for yourself. Like, we will literally just listen to information that is passed on us secondhand and not go research it for ourselves. If you're signing a petition, read the fucking petition. Not even just to sign it, just so you have an understanding, just so you can speak about it. Maybe there are other things that you need to look into. Maybe there's research that needs to be done. Still sign the petition. Still donate. Still support a black business. All of that other good shit is cool. Black out your Instagram, black out your Twitter, use these different hashtags. Get active. Get involved. Vote. Y'all know I've been talking about voting. Vote. Go get registered. See if you can get registered. See if it ain't too late. Go vote. Participate. Learn about your community organizers with interests that you support. Get involved with them. Get plugged in. Get linked in. Learn about what they're doing. If they're doing voter registration drives, if they're doing protests, if they're doing food drives and collecting cans, if they're collecting blankets in the winter, get involved. Let's not be behind the ball. Let's not continue to be behind the ball. The short game is getting all of these officers arrested and charged, and all of these individuals charged and convicted. Gregory McMichael, Travis McMichael, Sergeant John Mattingly, Detective Brett Hankinson, or Hankinson, whatever the fuck you pronounce it, I don't give a fuck. Detective Miles Cosgrove, Derek Chauvin, J. Alexander Kuhn, Thomas Lane, To Thao. I think that's how you say it. Again, I don't give a fuck. I want y'all to know these criminals' names. You know how a black person does something? Yeah, I'm using a black person as an example because I'm black. You know how when a black person does something, no matter what the fuck it is, they blast that person picture, they blast that person name. They show all the negative shit when they smoking, when they drinking, when they committed a crime and all this shit. But then the police got this blue wall of silence. They got all these acts that they've committed. They hiding behind 50A. We trying to get rid of 50A. All right. Y'all go look that up. Repeal 50A. All right. They hiding behind all this. You don't know the history. You don't know how many infractions. You don't necessarily know what's going on. No, we need to know. Dive into all these motherfuckers' lives, dig up all they dirt, dig up all they pictures, everything, whatever in their lives need to be put on blast. Alright? Yo, man, that's bad. Oh, don't do that. Why? Any other time a motherfucker get murdered, this what people doing. Now y'all sympathetic. Everybody sympathetic. Everybody trying to see the other side. Man, I ain't trying to hear all that. Again, if you gonna do that, alright, whatever. I'm not with that. I'm with whatever. Man. Like I said, I didn't want to have this conversation. I didn't want to have this conversation. Breonna's Law passed committee. It still has to go through another vote. Trying to get rid of those no-knock warrants, limiting no-knock warrants, and what that exactly means. Look that up. Those individuals that I just mentioned have not been arrested. I don't even think they've been fired. I think they're on desk duty or suspension or some bullshit like that. Those officers, detectives, sergeants must be arrested. Must. That woman should be here. Ahmaud should be here. George should be here. That should get you upset. That should get you fired up. That should make you call. That should make you email. That should make you research. That should make you, that should be more than enough to make you do whatever you can possibly do. These men must be held accountable. People get accessories to murder. Like, literally, I think it was Ice-T that said it, but basically just saying that when you out and you with four people, somebody get murdered, typically everybody get charged with murder. It don't matter if one person committed the murder, everybody get charged. Now y'all being sensitive to it. Fuck all that. Charge them all of them. They should riot. It's horrible. These people should be here. There's no reason that these people are not here. Now, I ain't trying to hear that shit. So don't come my way with none of that bullshit. Cause I want all the smoke. And of course it's some virtual smoke. I'm just gonna block you stupid motherfuckers. But you might as well just take that shit somewhere else, man. Take that to another podcaster, man, that wanna fuck around and wanna bullshit and don't give a fuck or don't know what the fuck you talking about. Take that to somebody else. Take that to that nigga's show. Take that to her show. Take it somewhere else. Don't come around my way. The long game in all of this, and again, when I talked about the short game, obviously there are many more things. I've put some on my Instagram story, so it might still be there, it might not, but go out there and look. There's a lot of things that are happening right now. All right, defunding the police in Minnesota, just there are a lot of things that are moving right now, and I support these people that are out there in these damn streets. I support these people that are making these calls. I support these people that are sending these emails. I support these people that are donating their money. I support these people who are investing their time. All right? That's the short game. The long game could be its own episode. And I don't even know how exactly I can articulate it. I don't even know if I'm going to be around to see it. But the long game is civil rights across the board, equal rights across the board. What does that mean? Schools, business, finance, politics, everything under that umbrella. I know that's like a lot. And like, what the fuck is a lot? Like, that's the forever game. I don't know, man. I guess it is. You know what I mean? I should have wrote something up, but when I wrote down the long game, it's so much that even I just sitting here thinking about all the stuff I've read, all the stuff that I've seen, you know, mass incarceration, and just it's a lot. And it's like you gotta uproot the shit. I mean, you gotta rip out the foundations literally and rebuild. I agree with the notion that there is no reforming, that these things can't be reformed, that they must be uprooted and they gotta be replanted. They got to be redone. They got to be restructured. We got to get everybody out. Enough is enough. It's been enough. We're talking about the same thing. I'm trying not to be emotional here, but I'm just like, it don't make no sense, you know? And I don't even want to go. Some things I just don't even want to touch on, you know what I mean? To really pull at the hearts of these different people, you know, and I'm talking about y'all as the different people, man. Just it shouldn't take all that. These people dead. These people had families. These people had kids. These people had dreams. Gone, extinguished, never gonna come back. All right, no matter what we do, no matter how proud we make them. And we need to prevent this from happening to anyone else. This is not, oh, let's have less killings. No, zero, none. I know y'all like, man, that's a fairy tale. Police gonna keep killing people. I'd rather have hope. A lot of you motherfuckers is hopeless. Shit is sad. Y'all hopeless in every, I don't even know how y'all operate or function. I don't know how y'all encourage other people. I don't know. I don't know if it's fake. I don't know. But y'all are hopeless. I put some quotes up recently. Let me see if I can find a quote. Hopelessness is the enemy of justice. If you allow yourself to become hopeless, you become complicit in the problems that you see around you. I believe that. I know it's easy, but I encourage y'all, I implore y'all to take the fucking hard road. Take the road less traveled. Fuck the easy road. That shit don't really have no fruit at the end. Zero. Take the hard road. At least say you tried. Go donate. Go invest in black businesses. Start a black business. Go educate yourself. Go protest. Do something more than the minimum. These are our people. And these could have been any of us or the best of us. that's the shit that hit home the most for me, is that it could have been me. A lot of people don't feel shit till it hit home, and by then it's too late. Don't wait until it's too late and it's one of your friends or one of your family members or you. Don't think that because your city is a Democratic city, you got a Democratic mayor, you got a Democratic governor, you got a Democratic senator, that everything is all right. Everything is good. That is where we fall short. That is the illusion. Perfect does not exist. Things and systems can always be improved. And again, some systems need to be torn down and rebuilt altogether. So, encourage your mayors. Encourage your councilmen and councilwomen to go out, see the people, get their hands involved, get their hands dirty, and make change. Review things, do audits, whatever needs to be done that is gonna be an improvement to what we've had before and what we will have in the future. And time can't wait. We need this shit right now. Time cannot wait. I wish I didn't have to put this shit out. I wish a lot of us didn't have to put this shit out. But here we are. I'm optimistic. I'm gonna keep fighting. I'm not tired of fighting. I'm tired of having to fight. You know what I mean? I'm gonna fight as long as I need to. Till I leave this world, in my way, with my family, with my friends, I'm gonna fight. I hate that I have to. Why does everything have to come through a struggle? Why can't we just be making improvements as a society without this type of shit that triggers us, that startles us, that shakes up the fucking snow globe? We got to do better than that. We owe people more than that, so that when our kids get older, they don't have to do this shit. I'm sure the people before us said the same thing. But we don't need to lose that. We don't need to give up on it, saying, oh, it could never happen. Look at the world that we're in. As much as people think that things haven't changed, things have. But we got a long way to go. It's not over. It's not over at all. I'm done. All right. This is AJ. This is the What We Gonna Do podcast. You want to find me on social media, go to What We Gonna Do Pod on Instagram and Twitter. You want to visit the website, go to Linktree/ What We Gonna Do Pod. That's linktr.ee/ What We Gonna Do Pod. You can find the merch. You can find the premium podcast playlist. You can find any guest shows that I've been on. You can find everything if you go there or whatever. Hit me up. Don't hit me up. Send this to somebody. Share it. Give me a review. Do all of that good stuff. The contest is still on. If you don't know what the contest is, go back and listen to No Bright Spots. I'm still gonna put like a independent episode out, but right now at the time, I ain't in the mood. All right, y'all, before I keep going, peace.